Kweteli Hippy Hlompha Kaudi, this one's called Chelete. Oh man, thank you very much for choosing us. It's All Things Parenting, and of course our social worker Thuli Gagaza joins us next as we speak about parenting our kids with purpose and what that means.
Rise FM, taking over Standerton on 105.8 FM. Let's go! Mpumalanga's best music and more.
Thuli, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
We speak about parenting with purpose today, and I think, you know, parenting with purpose is quite a heavy thing to say on parents that might be listening. What does it mean, and why is it important in today's world?
Well, parenting with purpose really just boils down to three things. It's about the values that we're instilling in the children. It's about the intention with which we as the parents are willing to show up for them. And it's also about our presence in more ways than one. It's not just about the presence that we're able to buy and be able to provide for them, but it's the gift of time and the quality of that time in which you're spending with your children. Mm. So values, intention, and presence is what leads us towards purposeful parenting.
Yeah. How do we build a strong sense of identity and values from a very young age for our kids? I mean, especially in the world that we live in, and I know I said this in the last question, but we live in a very different world. There's a lot of societal standards in today's world. The digital world plays a huge, huge influence in the way that we parent our kids, seemingly, because everything's on social media. I mean, our kids have social media or phones from the age of two. And so to build a strong sense of identity can be quite difficult.
True. And the thing about identity is that it's something that's ever changing. It's ever evolving, I like to say. Because for the developmental age and stage and phase in which one is, that's what determines how far we grow and develop as far as how we see and perceive ourselves. But when it comes to young minds, they are fully reliant on us in terms of learning how to perceive and see themselves.
Yeah.
So we need to validate our children. We need to do this with intention. We must validate them, celebrate them for their wins, because that's one of the biggest things that they often look for externally, mm-hmm. that desire to be seen and celebrated by other people, because in my own home, they don't seem to care. Mm. And the other two is around connection. You'll notice I say this one every week, connection, connection, connection. We need to learn to connect with our children, and also healthy communication.
Yeah.
And remember, you're a parent, you're not friends, mm-hmm. but that healthy connection is important.
And that was going to be my next question. In doing that, Thuli, in helping them get a voice and, you know, in maintaining that connection, how do we maintain boundaries and discipline so that my child knows that, listen, I'm not your friend, I'm your mother, but you can talk to me about anything. I want you to have a voice, but I need to guide you into having a very confident voice.
And you see, the thing is, though, where boundaries are, it's going to imply that you can talk to me about just about everything, but not you need to be awash. That's basically the narrative we're conveying, right?
Yeah.
And it's about, you know, again, during the different developmental stages, you know, with the youth, basically, adolescents, this is where, you know, puberty is happening. I'm learning to have a voice. There's changes in the body biologically, physically, hormonally. And these are the conversations, that's that connectivity where you help prepare your child to understand these changes. And when you have these kind of conversations, it allows them then to venture into puberty, safe to know that, okay, certain things are changing that are happening. I can ask my mom and my dad about this.
Yeah.
I can talk to ukoko or utamkulu or my aunt or my uncle, whatever the dynamic looks like. But I can talk to them about these changes, because that's the biggest thing that happens in adolescence. With the younger kids, you know, we kind of, again, it's that gift of presence. The more time you spend, the more you're able to pick up and see things. When it comes to the boundary aspect, umntwana picks up language and speech externally when they are going to school, right? And it's about then that values, remember in the beginning we said it's about values and intention. The values of the home then dictates, you can't just say whatever you like here. The tone, the delivery, the timing, and all these things are things that you teach them, and this is where the boundaries are then being instilled. You instill boundaries by establishing values and morals into your child.
Absolutely. We're running out of time, so I really want us to give some sort of encouragement to parents who might feel it may be a bit too late to start being more intentional in their parenting.
Well, the tip is simple. One, you're not late, for one. It's never too late to rebuild and establish a connection. But if one has never existed, it will be a challenge. It will be a challenge, but challenges don't necessarily mean it's impossible to get through or to do.
True.
Right? And so go through the struggle. It's your first time being a parent too. Mm-hmm. Let them know this. One of our biggest flaws is that we're not willing to be vulnerable in the reality of the complexity of being on this journey of raising you as my kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it. You don't know what you're doing. So let's teach each other on how we can do this together. Again, very relevant when it comes to the adolescents, because they're in a new evolution of redefining who they are.
Yeah, no. Tuli, I don't know if you can second me on this just before we say our goodbyes, but
yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I think, you know, even with us kids, it gets a bit better as we get older and we realize, okay, you know, my mom was also just a girl. She didn't really know what she was doing. She's kind of just swinging it and trying to see if this works or that works. And I say this because I can relate to it with my mother. Now that I'm a mother, I look at her and I say, oh, she was also just a girl who had a baby.
Yeah.
And she tried to figure it out. So we really just have to do the best we can do. And you're right. Connection, communication, spending time with your kids, it's everything.
Absolutely agreed. And you know why it gets better when we're older? Because we're better at managing our emotions now.
Yeah.
We've been toddlers throwing tantrums the whole time. Because all we ever think about is me, my. But when you venture into puberty and you venture into adolescence, it's about learning to connect with other people and hope that they like you back.
Yeah.
And you learning what you like and don't like within yourself, within the people around you, within the connections, and reestablishing your own sense of value. Because now the brain is starting to comprehend things, reason and think and process on its own outside of just being imposed or guided by what my family says I should and shouldn't do.
Sure, absolutely. Let's park it here for today. Where can we get you on our social media platforms?
I'm available on social media through Facebook. You can also access me for bookings on tuliconsult@gmail.com and on Psychology Today, Tuli Kakaza. And thanks again for having me.
Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
It's the break of the new dawn.
Rise FM taking over, baby.
And we are turning up the heat.
Say what?
Can you hear me now?
Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azish.